getting ready to do our starters here. It's going to be the No Attack Lynx, the boys here from No Attack against the King Cove T-Jacks. And this should be a beauty. If you were a bracketology specialist come Sunday and it came down to this, you've got your bracket, March Madness Alaska style, this is a matchup most people probably would have circled as like, well, I'd like to see that game. And this will be something to look into, of course, as the previous games we got here going on, New Hanlon already advanced to a semifinal. They're going to face a Nunamute team tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., and that's a semifinal matchup, New Hanlon and Nunamute. One of those teams is going to be in the state championship game on Saturday. Right now, the No Attack King Cove boys set to battle. Later on, we got the Kipnuts Buckland boys, Birchwood Christian boys versus Kipnuts. That's the other semifinal. So a lot on the line here as we get into championship Saturday. So this would be a beauty. This is the one you're going to want to stick around for, the No Attack boys and the King Cove T-Jacks. Get ready to watch some great basketball here. Of course, these two teams moved into this one with a couple convincing wins, if you're No Attack especially. No Attack came in 83-30 winners over Alakanek, and that was a bruising out there for sure. For King Cove, they went against a storied program in Scammon Bay, picked up a 58-42 victory. At one point, it was 48-40 in that ball game, and a 10-2 run to close it out for King Cove. No Attack. We've seen some scorers here. Robert Sheldon, Levi Mills, Amos Sage, Kenneth Walton, and Joe Onalek are your starters there. There was a game this year where Robert Sheldon dropped in 45 points. King Cove with the balanced three-headed monster there, and a Graydon Severian, Jason Duarte, and Gary Gould, and J.C. McNeff out there, and Dylan Larson as well, your starters on the floor as they get things rolling here. Want to mention our Facebook page. I'm sure you're probably tired of hearing about it, but Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions, myself, my dad Carl Poyam, run that page, and that's where you can find all the state information you need. We have write-ups from the early games today, so if you wanted to hear about the Scammon Bay girls beating Tri-Valley, we got that one up there. You got the Nunamute boys 56-42 win up. There's a lot of information to be found up there, and I just found that almost immediately I made a mistake on one and had the wrong score. So don't look right now. Give me 3 seconds, and then go look at our Facebook page, okay? And it's loading, and everyone, okay, now you can go look. Everything's better. We're safe. Well, folks, happy to have you on board here. We're going to get ready to get underway. This should be a beauty. It's also fun to look across the court and see Coach Brianna Kirk for the No Attack boys. I remember watching Brianna Kirk perform on these courts in the 1A state tournament when she was a player, the former UAF grad. I think she might have graduated the last year or the year before, but always just a pleasure to see folks returning back home and, leading a new generation of basketball back through. So Brianna Kirk, coach of the No Attack Lynx out there, and here we are, starters on the floor. No Attack King Cove set to tip. Winner is going to advance to Friday semifinals. This is going to be a big one, a good matchup here. It's going to be Duarte on the tip against Kenneth Walt. No Attack out of it. It's Robert Sheldon. He's going to fall back for the follow-away jumper. Not there. Dylan Larson the rebound. Man-to-man pressure there out of the gate on both sides here. Sheldon's going to pick up Graydon Severian, and Gary Gould's going to go to the right side. He's guarded by Levi Mills. Gould with the dribble, looking for the screen from Larson. Drives into the lane, stripped by Sheldon, and taken away. That's the turnover against King Cove as Amos Sage walked out of a crowd with that one. Going to go down the baseline, driving a block there by Larson, as unable to get his feet underneath him with Kenneth Walton. So here come the T-Jacks. Again, Gould up top, going to be hounded here by the lengthier Levi Mills. And Mills, just one of those guys. He's got the build. And for you folks in King Cove, think a little more Duarte style. A little length, though, too. Graydon Severian up top against Robert Sheldon. This should be a fun matchup, too. Both those guys, similar builds as well. Macneff over to Duarte on the wing. They're going to swing it around to Gary Gould, top of the key. King T-Jack just finding a seam here, checking out this defense. Larson stripped down low, goes to the floor to save it, and he's going to have to call a timeout. And he does. A short timeout there. Dylan stripped, went to the floor to save it. And King Cove going to maintain possession here 90 seconds into this ball game, and a short timeout here for King Cove. So happy to have everyone here. Listen to state championship basketball. Lots of hoops to come, too, knowing we got plenty to go tomorrow as well. And just happy to be back here. We got three courts going right now here at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. You got the 2A side and the 1A side. The main courts are split up. We're on the 1A, 2A's on the other. The auxiliary gym in the upper right of this facility has all the consolation games going on. The inbound for King Cove, it's Severian up top. Graydon's going to go to his right side. He's got Gary Gould with him there. Keeps his dribble. Sheldon's right there with him. Duarte's going to come up and set a pick, try to roll away from it. Severian keeps his handle. Now he goes to Gary Gould. Gary's going to pull up, block. Ooh, man. Quick off his feet is Levi Mills and got Gould on that one. Sheldon's going to come back for no attack. In the corner, they swing it back up to Levi Mills. Open for a deep three-pointer, way short on that one, and Gary's got the rebound for King Cove. He's going to push up and find Dylan Larson in the lane. Spinning, doesn't get the hit. Jason Duarte comes away with the rebound, though. And King Cove has another opportunity. It's going to be Severian for three, and that's off the mark. So a tough opportunity there, or a couple opportunities there for King Cove. Back the other way, a shot in the corner, a miss there for Kenneth Walton, and one and done. Here comes Gary Gould. Gould will bring it up over to Larson now. And Dylan looking for help. He's got Severian up top, and Gary Gould's going to set it up. King Cove content with the pace of this one as they're sitting in the half-court offense. Gould probably wants another shot here against Mills, though, because Mills tacked him that first time. Gary comes back, has the ball knocked loose into the hands of Severian, though. And Graydon's going to try to make a move. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Left this one a little long, and the rebound inside to no attack. King Cove settling for a couple one-on-one jump shots, and here comes Sheldon in transition. Goes into the corner. Finds Walton, now to Sage. Sage thinks about the three. His pop it. This one's long, and Gary Gould the rebound. King Cove's going to push. It's a four-on-three. Macneff has to save it on the sideline, and he's going to give it right back to Noatak. We are still scoreless as we approach the midway mark. Levi Mills, the pull-up jumper, and he's going to hit it. A little 13-footer on the baseline, and that's the first basket of the game. Mills against the defense of Gould. Gould picks up his dribble, knocked loose. Levi got a hand on it. Here comes Robert Sheldon and Noatak. The stage. Mills thought about the three in the corner, bounces back up. Instead, he finds Joel Onalik. His shot no good. And the rebound off to Gary Gould. 2-0, 3:50 to play here in the first quarter as these two teams have matched up quite well in the early going. No attack with a bit of an edge. Down low, Duarte trying to go to work. Left it a little wide on the turnaround jumper. Good defense by Kenneth Walton. Still 2-0. Sheldon's going to pull up and gets the roll. Roberts' first basket of the game, and no attack takes a 4-0 lead over King Cove. Gary Gould comes back with it. Over to Graydon Severian. Severian in the corner against Sheldon. Lost the handle. Good defense by Sheldon. And another turnover against King Cove, and a timeout on the floor here. We'll keep it for this timeout. Again, our standard procedure kind of thing. We'll send it back to the stations for 60-second breaks in the quarters. And then at the break, let's do a kind of a healthy 5-minute break or so at the halftime, but I'll kind of cue everyone into that one. The King Cove boys right now trailing 4-0 against NOATAC. And NOATAC doing a pretty good job here at limiting King Cove's opportunities. The T-Jacks still trying to find some seams against this stout man-to-man pressure by the Lynx. The winner of this one's going to be playing tomorrow at 5 p.m. against either Kipnuck or Birchwood Christian. And that one will decide who's going to play Saturday for a championship. Checking in here for NOATAC is Zach Van Amberg, his first minutes of the game. Van Amberg will come in. He's coming because it looks like Levi Mills is changing his shoes. So, everybody's got backup pair of shoes, right? Back the other way, Sheldon with it. He's going to go to his left side and find Joel Onalik. Picked up by McNiff. Now to Sheldon. In the corner, Kenneth Walton back to Robert. Sheldon hangs in the air, doesn't get it, tips in his own miss. There's some athleticism for the young man. Robert Sheldon skying out of the gym to tip in the miss. Gary Gould comes back with it for the T-Jacks, finds Dylan Larson. Larson over to Duarte, 12-footer long, and King Cove still empty. 2:30 to play, 6-0 NOATAC. Van Amberg out to Sheldon. Robert drives down, hits out to Amos Sage. Now they go back to Kenneth Walton. He's going to hang in the air, gets a couple defenders up, gets his own rebound out to Sage. Good play there from Walton. The shot from Onalik off the mark, and here comes Graydon Severian as we get to the 2-minute mark. Severian's pass tipped out and off the hands of Sheldon, I believe. It's going to stay with King Cove. So the King Cove boys inbound. Graydon Severian with it up top. Gets a screen up high from Larson. Trying to get the little roll there, and it ends up into the hands of Jason Duarte, who just converts. Not quite what they had mapped up on the pick and roll, but somehow Duarte got the ball squirting into his hands and put it up and in. First basket of the game for King Cove. 6-2 is the score. 90 seconds to play, and here's Gary Gould, the steal. Coming down, and Sheldon's going to come across the arm. So Gary is going to shoot a pair. And Robert whistled for the foul. First team foul. First foul of the contest here. 6-2 is the score. Make it 6-3. Gould's going to have one more. Here comes Levi Mills back into the game for NOATAC. And taking a breather here will be Joel Onalik. Gould's second shot, good as well. 6-4, 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. Robert Sheldon up top. Going to go around to Amos Sage. Now they get Levi Mills on the left side, forcing it down. Finds Kenneth Walton in the corner. He puts it on the floor, one dribble and a whistle. And this could be on Dylan Larson, I believe. But I think they're going to do the reach-in on J.C. McNett. So Kenneth Walton to shoot two. And Walton lines up the first, and that one's short. 1:18 to play here in the first quarter. The NOATAC boys off to a 6-4 start. And at the line is Kenneth Walton. Walton fires the second shot, and that one's good. Make it 7-4. Gould will bring it up. Waiting for him is Levi Mills at the midcourt line. Gould's going to drive into the lane, stripped, and another foul. This one's going to be on Robert Sheldon on the reach-in once again. And that's two quick fouls here on Robert as we got 108 to play in the first quarter. Duarte gets it on their inbound. Going to drive in. Spin taken away by Amos Sage. Sage read that one perfectly and picked Duarte's pocket. Sheldon drives down. Kicks back out. Levi Mills with it now against Duarte. And to Amos Sage, they're going to go to the high post, and that's going to be Kenneth Walton. Back to Sage in the corner. Levi Mills will move it. Down low, Walton working against McNeff, and can't hit, gets his own rebound, powers it in. No, this one rolled out, and he gets it one more time. Now down, blocked there is Van Amberg. Somehow, Kenneth Walton got three offensive rebounds out of that one. And it's going to stay no attack. Duarte swatted one away by Van Amberg. And it's Sheldon's ball, top of the key with 27 seconds to play. Sheldon over to Levi Mills. Mills through the legs dribble, looking for help, finds Amos Sage on the cross-court pass. Now they're on the left side. Walton's going to drive in and drop one in. 12 seconds left, 9-4, no attack on top. I don't know if Gould sees the clock. He's going to cross the timeline down to 4 seconds. Severian sees the clock. He's going to hustle down, let up a floater, and too strong. The No Attack Boys lead King Cove 9-4 to end the first quarter. Let's step away for our quick 60-second break. You're listening to State Championship Basketball. The No Attack Boys lead 9-4.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering electric utility and heating fuel services since 2006. Sandpoint Generating is proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP and support the people of the Aleutians East Borough. For more details or prices, 383-4020. That's 383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP. High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
If in a miss, he's not going to get it. A great pass from Gary Gould to get it down, but Duarte just unable to hit. No attack's going to come back with it. And leading 9-4 to start this second quarter. Kenneth Walton showed some real strength on the inside here with a couple drives. Sheldon's going to cup it, come to the right side and knock loose, and they are going to whistle Robert Sheldon for another foul, and that will be number three on Sheldon. And Sheldon's going to stay on the floor. Well, it looks like he's going to come out now as Onalik lines up to come in, but now Sheldon's going to have to play defense for another possession here, playing with three fouls. 7:27 to play. Man, three quick fouls on No Attack Robert Sheldon, the leading scorer. Down low, Duarte powers in for 2 points. Man, that was a man move down low as he muscled his way past Kenneth Walton. No attack comes back with it. Sheldon drives. His pass deflected in the hands of Graydon. And Severian's going to streak up. Left it too short, though. A little out of control on that. Now he's going to come back and reach in as Colby Norton grabbed the rebound. The inbound coming for the Lynx. Up top will be Levi Mills, guarded by Duarte. They'll work over to Amos Sage. And Sage up top, guarded by McNett. To Colby Norton. He's going to drive in the lane. He walked with it. Didn't come to the jump stop. Did a little shuffle on the way down, trying to make some room. So that'll give it right back. Sheldon's on the bench now. Onalik came in for him. be interesting to see what Coach Brianna Kirk does and how long she keeps Sheldon on the bench. Levi Mills, the steal, nearly taken back by Duarte. And here's Amos Sage for a deep three-point try. That's short, tracked down by Norton, and he lost the handle. I'll give it right back to the T-Jacks. 9-6, no attack leading King Cove. First 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. And Sheldon checking back in, so he's already back at the scorer's table. He's been out for about 90 seconds. Trying to go down low to Larson, poked loose from behind by Colby Norton, and Levi Mills has it. Now up to Kenneth Walton to Sage. Back to Walton in the post against Larson. Gets through a couple defenders. Hands off to Amos Sage. Sage down low. Doesn't get the roll. A nice little floater there. Just unable to convert. And it's going to be King Cove ball. In comes Robert Sheldon for Colby North. And again, Shelton playing with three fouls, 5:30 to play here in the second quarter, and Sheldon's going to pick up Severian. They're going to try to do an isolation here, one-on-one. Severian gets the step, and Sheldon can't do much. First basket of the game for Graydon Severian, and it's 9-8. Sheldon with it now. Looking up top to Levi Mills. Mishandled the pass. Duarte grabs it. Here comes Jason. Streaking to the hoop. Goes for the finger roll. Didn't draw backboard. And that bounces off the rim a couple times before falling out. Onalik has it for no attack now. Deep right wing over to Sheldon. He's going to pull up for a three. Leaves it short. Onalik tries the one-handed tip in. And they're going to grab Larson for the foul. As Dylan Larson tried to make up for the not having position, just kind of bodied in to Onalik a little bit. It'll stay with no attack. 4:42 to play here in the first half. 9-8, no attack over King Cove. Not a lot of offense yet, but you know these teams are well capable of it. Levi Mills settles for a three and knocks it down. Big time shot from Levi. That was 2 or 3 feet beyond the arc. There comes Severian. They're going to go right back at Sheldon, and Severian can't do. Is going to kick out to Gould. And Gary, I think I heard him call glass, but he banks it in from the wing. That's a three-pointer, 12-11. No attack over King Cove. Link ball, Levi Mills, top of the key. Guarded by Duarte. We approach the midway mark of this second quarter. Mills back on the wing. Now up top to Sheldon. They'll swing it around to Amos Sage. And they're looking for Kenneth. Back up top to Mills. Thought about that three from the same spot on the left wing. And he's going to back it out near midcourt. Timeout, no attack. A short timeout with 3:43 to play here in the second quarter. 12-11, the no-attack boys leading. Lots of hoops to be played, lots more in the coming days. I know earlier you folks out there listening to some King Cove girls, and the King Cove girls advancing. Oh, wait, that's the late game tonight. My bad. Wow, I am all over the place. I tell you what, when you got so many courts running, so many games happening, I apologize. King Cove Buckland girls tonight in another semifinal. For you King Cove listeners out there, that one starts at 8 o'clock. Amos Sage with it for no attack here. 3:30 to play in the first half. 12-11 score. The Lynx on top. Not a lot of offense here, but you know these teams are capable of it as they continue to feel out each other's defense. Robert Sheldon says, if you give me space, I'll fire. And Sheldon hits a deep three-pointer to make it 15-11. Is playing with three fouls, though. Severian's going to go right at him and be able to get to the rim. The rebound down low, briefly by no attack, and a traveling call against King Cove. Walton initially got it. McNeff intercepted it, but he shuffled his feet. Here comes Sheldon and the no-attack boys. Robert hands off over to Walton. Now to Levi Mills. A deep three. Not really set on that one. Sheldon, the offensive rebound. Bounces into Walton, who collides with McNeff, and he took a hit on that one. Walton, gimpy to get up. Gould's going to try a three, not there, tip in. Walton clearly needs help. The officials don't stop the ball as Duarte able to tip it in, but they were playing 5-on-4. Walton had a bloody nose on top of just, he was clearly almost out of it. So a strange one there as the officials let play go. Gary Gould misses a three. Duarte misses a tip-in, and then he gets another one. So King Cove takes a pulls within 15-13 on that strange one by the official. Up top, Levi Mills has it. He'll go around the horn and find Joel Onalik. Back to Sheldon on the right side. Robert looking for help. Over to Joel. Joel's top of the key. Going to settle for a three. High arcing three-pointer. And it falls. I say settle because it was like, well, I can't pass here, can't pass there. I guess I'll just shoot it. And that's clearly what it looked like. And Onalik drilled it. Larson on the high post. Out to Graydon. Severian shot off the mark, and here's a big board down low for Onalik. 18-13, lead to 5 now for no-attack with 1:40 to play here in the second. Amos Sage, he'll try a deep three, not there. Gary Gould has it. Gould gets past Shelton for the two-pointer. And for Gary, he's got 7 in the game now. 18-15, 1:20 left here in the first half. Sheldon's going to fire a jumper. That's off the mark. And Graydon Severian will have it. He's going to lob ahead to Duarte. Blocked, but a whistle. And it's going to go on Levi Mills. Jason going to head to the foul line for 2. With 1:08 to play. Jason's first shot up and good. He's going to have another one coming. And the second is Strong and Van Amberg with the big rebound. He boxed out Larson down low. 18-16, 1 minute left here in the first half. Robert Sheldon going to work against McNeff, going to kick back out to Amos Sage on the switch. Onalik now over to Levi Mills against Duarte. And they're going to hand off to Robert Sheldon way near midcourt. Sheldon gets the step. Going to pull up for the jumper on the baseline and knock it down. Robert has 9 in the game. But again, 3 fouls already. 29 seconds left. King Cove with it. Sheldon guarding Severian. Duarte's going to fire a 3 and knock it down. Jason finds his range from beyond the arc. 20-19, no attack, leading just by 1. 12 seconds remaining here in the half. Sheldon goes into the corner, picks up his dribble, over to Van Amberg. Pass intercepted, batted down, but no, it's into the hands of Amos Sage. Now to Levi Mills. A 30-footer at the buzzer, draws iron, but off the mark. The no attack boys lead 20-19, as the T-Jacks find some offense in that second quarter to pull right back into this one. Let's take a look at some of our first half scoring, and we'll see if we got some stats online that might be going on. Again, a great showing here so far for both teams, as both teams very evenly matched, and it's showing. The Scammon Bay boys playing in the consolation, and that's a 43-25 lead for Scammon Bay. over Alakanak. Again, some scores prior to this. Nunamute beat Nicolias 56-42. They're in the semifinal. The New Halen boys beat Shishmaref 66-63, and it'll be New Halen-Nunamute in one semifinal. The winner of this will take on the winner of Birchwood Christian Kipnuk in the other one. Some first-half scoring totals for you. Jason Duarte, 10 points in the ballgame here at the half. Gary Gould got 7 and 2 for Graydon Severian. On the other side, Robert Sheldon picked up 3 quick fouls, found a way to still play, ends up with 9, 5 for Levi Mills, 3 for Kenneth Walton, and 3 for Joel Onalek. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break here. It's 20-19, the King Cove boys over Noatak. Let's go ahead and say about 6 minutes. We'll come back in 6 minutes for a little second half introduction and more. You're listening to State Championship Basketball here on your favorite rural Alaska station. Back in 6 minutes.
The John Gould and Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327. That's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. Our friends at the Belkoski Corporation are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. The Belkoski Corporation wants to thank everyone for making our communities a wonderful place to work, live, and raise a family. And to remind you that by reading to your children at a young age, you are providing the pathway to academic success throughout their education. This message is sponsored by the Belkoski Corporation, proudly serving our communities of the Aleutians Eastborough. This broadcast is brought to you in part by the Native Village of Perryville. The Native Village of Perryville is proud to underwrite and sponsor high school basketball here on KSDP and would like to encourage parents and grandparents to take some time and read to your children. This message brought to you in part by the Native Village of Perryville.
All right. Well, we've said a handful of thank yous at the halftime. We'll be going back to courtside in mere moments, seconds away, minutes away. Actually, you can count it up, tally it up a bunch of seconds or the minutes. Either way, however you like to cut it. But how about the Cupid Shuffle off the album Time for a Change? And then we'll say thank you a couple more times. And we'll be back, done with halftime, back to basketball, the important things.
New Cupid! New Cupid! Time for a change! Let me see you do the Cupid, baby. Yeah.
walk it by yourself. Now walk it by yourself. Now you see what I'm talking about. Oh, I represent for the dirty south. Where we're known for swinging now.
King of swing, I'm
gonna show you what I'm talking about. Walk it by yourself. To the right, to the right, to the right, the right, the right. To left, to the left, to the left, the left, the left. Now kick, now kick, now kick, now kick, now walk it by yourself. Walk it by yourself and do the Cupid shuffle.
Now let me see you do
the Cupid shuffle.
Now let me see you do the
Cupid shuffle. It's your boy Cupid, see you Peter out of D. It's a fat on the track, got another kid in D.
Say thank you to our sponsors of the Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alaska, offering a number of services including freight forwarding, trucking, vessel expediting, business expediting, and moving services from the village of Cold Bay. For more details, give them a call at 907-532-2407. Aleutian Services, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Before we get to the second half, we're about a minute or two away, but the Kinko boys came in and they had a rather slow start, but it wasn't that no attack was really taking advantage of it, but both teams really feeling each other out. This is a great matchup across the board. I mean, you take away the three fouls for Robert Sheldon, they kind of wish there wasn't something like that to kind of lean on, because across the board, these guys just match up so well. I mean, Robert Sheldon versus Graydon Severian, Jason Duarte versus Levi Mills, Gary Gould challenging against Levi. It's a lot of fun to see this matchup. And then down low, Joe Onalik right there in the mix, Dylan Larson and Kenneth Walton. Walton's a little more athletic, but for Dylan, his size helps make up for that, so that's just a good matchup. And then McNeff, along with Amos Sage, they match up really well. So it's just, this is a good quality basketball matchup here, and it'll be interesting to see how we do this. And again, the thing to note, Robert Sheldon, he's got three fouls. Down low, the miss there for Onalik, and the cleanup for Kenneth Walton immediately out of the quarter break here. Dylan Larson's going to take a three, and that one's short. Severian battles for the rebound and rips it away. An extended defense here by no attack doesn't mean anything, because Graydon Severian sinks it from 25. The deep three-pointer for Severian ties this game up, 22-22. First tie of the game. Offensive board for Walton. They're going to go to Mills. He's going to try, and Walton and one. Kenneth Walton powers through, tips it in with one hand, fends off a defender with the other, and a couple T-Jack Klein at him, meaning it's going to be a free throw coming for Kenneth. Kenneth has got two quick buckets here. to start this quarter. The offensive rebound now for Levi Mills. Sheldon has it. Robert's going to come around to his right side, kick out to Onalik. Back to Sheldon in the corner. Robert's going to go inside, pass intended for him, knock loose, and McNeff has it. But Larson bottled up. And guess what? He did it again, just like in the first quarter. Went to the floor to save possession. Short timeout as Dylan Larson battles free and gets possession for King Cove. Little over a minute into this one in the third quarter. 24-22, no attack on top. Kenneth Walton with 7 points now in the game for the Lynx. And looking for the inbound here. It'll be King Cove ball. So King Cove ball to get out here as I tangled up all my cords and stuff. A near steal in the backcourt. Gary Gould's going to recover. And Gould's going to push. The shot off the mark on the right side, found his own rebound, and his score on the follow-away in the lane. Gould ties it back up here. And it'll be Sheldon bringing it back. For no attack. Levi Mills up top, over to Walton. Walton's going to try the follow-away. That's not there. Sheldon the rebound. Works his way in and finds Sage open in the corner. Onalik tips it to himself. Gets to Levi Mills on the runner on the baseline for two. So a big shot there for Mills on the runner. And now a steal in the backcourt. Sheldon to the hoop. Missing. Good defense there by Gary Gould. Larson's going to try a three. That's off the mark. But here we are with 5:39 to play in the third quarter, 26-24. Winner of this goes to a state semifinal. Sheldon the pick. All the way down, fouled from behind. Severian got him. So Severian picks up number one, Robert Sheldon, the steal, and he's going to go to the foul line to shoot a pair with 5:30 to play and a 26-24 no-attack lead. You're listening to state championship basketball here on your favorite rural Alaska networks. The No Attack boys leading now 27-24 over King Cove. Winner of this plays tomorrow in a semifinal at 5 p.m. against either Kipnuck or Birchwood Christian. Sheldon, 2-2. Robert now has 11 points in the ballgame and playing with 3 fouls this whole time. A little soft court pressure in the back. As they picked him up right at the mid-court line, a near steal there for Amos Sage. But King Cove maintains. Gary Gould to inbound. Gould finds Severian. And Graydon's going to go right back to Gould. In the corner, there's Dylan Larson. Gary keeps the dribble, though. He'll go back up top to Severian, to Gould, and to Severian. They play catch. Graydon's going to fire a three. That draws back iron. Big board there from Onalik, and the Lynx will have it. Here comes Robert Sheldon. Robert keeps his dribble, drives baseline, lets a floater up, draws iron, but hangs off. Severian grabs it off the rim, and he's going to streak down the right side. In the corner, he's got Duarte shot long. McNeff comes up with the offensive board and gives it up to Gary. Gould to Larson in the corner. Dylan's going to drive in, has it knocked loose, and no attack wanted that one. It was Sheldon baited him in to try to split the double team, and Robert stripped him. Over to Sage now, and a travel here by Levi Mills. He got away with shuffling a step. Going to open up Sheldon for three. He's going to pop it in for two. So the basket there for Sheldon makes it 31-24. No attack. A little life here. Amos Sage strips Graydon Severian. Going to attack the basket. And a whistle against King Cove. That's going to go on Gary Gould. As Gary recovered out of that, Sage lightning quick timeout here on the floor for King Cove. And, you know, that's a timeout not necessarily needed because we would have that media timeout on the next dead ball. But 4:02 to play here in the third quarter, 31-24. King Cove finds themselves in a hole, biggest of the game at that too. And free throws coming for Amos Sage. Amos put together quite a show there by spinning through the air to find an opportunity to draw the contact. Coach Brianna Kirk and the No Attack boys off to a decent start here in the third, and it's like a three-quarter court pressure that's kind of doing it. They got Robert Sheldon and the lightning-quick Amos Sage waiting for Severian and Gould to bring it up. And then in the middle, you got Levi Mills, all 6'3" of him. So Sage to shoot a pair here with 4:02 remaining in the third. And Amos knocks in the first. He's going to get another. Amos Sage's first point of the game with another lined up. And he goes 2-of-2. 33-24, lead to 9. The outlet taken away. Levi Mills steps in front of it. Dylan Larson couldn't handle. Another turnover for King Cove. Sheldon with it. Top of the key. 3:50 to play. And the third. Stripped on the drive. Severian ripped it away from him. A 1-on-3 break, and Severian is headed to the line. Graydon was not going to be denied. And now he's got a trip to the foul line coming. The reach-in is going to go. And that's going to go on Zach Van Amberg. Interesting. It's Kenneth Walton right there. And here's our timeout on the floor, a full timeout, media timeout. Again, folks, happy to have you on board here for state championship basketball. 3:44 to play in the third quarter, 33-24, the No Attack Boys on top of King Cove. A friendly reminder to everyone tuning in, Small Schools Broadcasting on Facebook. Check us out, like us, share it, and stay up to date with all things hoops, 1A, 2A basketball. And next week will be 3A, 4A. We got the scores and write-ups from the previous games. Just looking over some of those. The Nunamute boys, 56-42 winners in their quarterfinal matchup. And prior to that, it was the New Haven boys with a victory over Shishmaref in another quarterfinal. That was 66-63, and that was a tight one. I remember calling that one earlier today. Severian to shoot the free throws here. Again, Graydon had the strip and decided to take it all the way down against a couple links and a third trailer at that. He'll miss on the first. Get another look. The second shot lined up, and this one is good. Severian's got 6 in the quarter and 8 in the game. 33-25, lead down to 8 now for No Attack. Sheldon's going to hesitation dribble. Hand off to Van Amberg, knocked loose by McNeff, and Van Amberg will shovel it right back to Sheldon. Robert in the corner misses the tip and one. Count it. Second time that's happened for Kenneth Walton this game. And Kenneth tips it in, sheds a couple defenders in midair, and now he's got the old-fashioned three-point play try. Lead jumps to 35-25. That foul comes against, I actually missed the foul. It was on Severian or Gould. Either way, that's going to be two. Severian drives down, and he'll head back to the line. And he's coming up holding his left wrist, but shaking it off. Severian's got two free throws lined up after that miss on the other end. So Graydon back at the line, knocks this one down. 9 points in the ballgame now for Graydon. 35-26, 3:18 to play in the third. Severian knocks down both of them. Lead down to 8 for no attack. Full court man-to-man pressure by King Cove. Sheldon gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Gould. Going to drive all the way down. Step on the shoe of Severian and no whistle. It'll be a turnover against the Lynx. Inbound comes to Duarte. Sage rips it away from Severian. Powers up a shot. How about that for little Amos Sage? He took it away from Severian and then got Severian in the air and went up with it. 37-27, no attack. Amos Sage has been a spark plug defensively. Gould going to try a 16-pointer. That's off the mark. Kenneth Walton the rebound. He's going to give it up to Sheldon. And here comes Robert and the Lynx. 2:34 to play. Sheldon around the back dribble, loses Gould briefly. Back to Amos Sage. Sage comes around, keeps his handle to Levi Mills. Top of the key. Levi's going to reset, get a couple screens, go out to Sheldon. Robert hanging in the air, knocked loose. And they're going to give it to the Lynx. As Robert Sheldon actually walking off the court, looks like he might have got hit in the face, and he's got some blood going on now, too. So, again, he came out, might be in the nose. It looks like the nose, as we're going to have to do a quick little medical timeout here. As some blood on the floor. Why don't we step away for a quick 60-second break as well? 2:17 to play here, 37-27. As we'll take a quick medical timeout as well. Sheldon getting looked at by the trainer. Back in 60 seconds.
All right. You heard from the gentleman that's courtside, Charles Pulliam. Small Schools Broadcasting right there, bringing you live high school basketball coverage of the state championship. Everybody's in Anchorage, and if you're not there, you're here listening. APradio.org. Check it out. I was so excited. I actually got the stream to play on GCI's data on my telephone, on my iPhone. It's old and beat up and bent, but and there's very little data on GCI out here, but it's working. One other update. We've got the 60-second break, so I might as well do something useful and tell you that the downtown water is shut off until further notice. Contact the city for more information. Apparently it's being worked on, but until further notice, there is no water downtown in Sandpoint. Sorry for the inconvenience was what I read on Facebook. So hopefully Alan will get it hustled up. In the meantime, let's go back to some basketball.
Drove down the baseline and got knocked in the face and kind of came up with a bloody nose there. He's on the bench real quick. With 2:17 to play here in the third. Amos Sage has been the spark plug here this quarter for the Lynx as they've jumped on top 37-27. Colby Norton checks in for the Lynx as Sheldon takes the breather. They'll come back around. It's up top to Sage. Sage to Norton. Amos is going to fire a three. That's short. There's Kenneth Walton powering it up for two more. Walton. A big presence down low. Him and Sage have been carrying the boys here. And now in the backcourt, Graydon Severian traveled with it because guess who? Amos Sage was in his jersey. Sage might be the smallest guy on the floor, but I dare you to find someone quicker in the gym. Colby Norton comes around. Hands off. To Onalik up top. No attack lead, 39-27. Biggest of the game. Final 97 seconds of the third quarter. Deep three-pointer from Onalik off the mark. And here's Van Amberg with the big board. Duarte tries to save it, but it's out of bounds into no attack. Big rebound there for Van Amberg. And checking back in here is Robert Sheldon. So Sheldon back in. for the Lynx. Gould goes for the steal. Sheldon gets a step. Lost the handle at the foul line, and we'll give it back up the stage. Amos over to Walton. Sheldon free. Thought about the three. Going to kick it back up, though. Keeps his dribble. Hand off to Onilic. And Sage will take it now. He's going to go right side. And a whistle. And we got a moving screen against Colby Norton. I didn't hear the whistle, so that was the thing. So the basket came after that shot. They're not going to count it. And instead, the moving screen on Colby Norton, just a little behind on that call. Gary Gould gets it, and they break the pressure here. Gould's going to attack the basket. Doesn't get the roll. Amos Sage tracks down the long rebound, and King Cove comes up empty. 39-27, no attack leading. Under 50 seconds to play here in the third. Sheldon fouled by Gould, and here comes Robert Sheldon back to the foul line. He hit his first two early in this quarter. Gary picks up number two. And Sheldon at the line. Missing on the first attempt. He's going to get another look. .9 to play here in the third quarter. 39-27, no attack on top of the T-Jack. The miss. The offensive rebound. Getting in front of everyone was Walton. Levi Mills tries a three. Guess who? Walton, another offensive rebound. Got to box out if you're King Cove. Down low, fighting for the ball. Levi Mills on the long board. Walton down low, turning, spinning, missing, and here's Larson. Oh, man. So many opportunities there for no attack. Severian trying to draw some contact on a three-pointer. No call. And with 12 seconds to play, it'll be no attack ball. Another opportunity to try to add to this 12-point edge. They give it to Levi Mills. 5 seconds left. Mills over to Sheldon. 3 seconds. Sheldon into the corner to Norton, and that's going to do it after three. So let's step on a sign here for a 60-second timeout. The No Attack Boys lead King Cove 39-27. Start of the fourth coming up in 1 minute.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored in part by Peter Pan Seafoods in Sandpoint. Located on the Spit Beach, Peter Pan Seafoods is proud to support all the communities of the Aleutians East Borough and wants to encourage parents to spend time reading with their children this summer. High school basketball on KSDP, supported by Peter Pan Seafoods.
Coming down the last quarter on T-Jack's basketball for the game today. After this, we will hold off for a couple of moments. At 8 p.m., we will have Rookies on air live for KSDP for your enjoyment.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
First basket in quite a while to end a drought there for the T-Jacks. Sheldon with it for no attack. Going to hand up Amos Sage. Deep three-pointer, nothing but net. Amos knocks it down, lead up to 13 for no attack. Driving, Gould trying to dish out. It's into the hands of Duarte. What a shot from Amos. Sage, though, going the other way. Severian hits in response. 42-31. The T-Jacks need a stop, though. And for no attack, they're leading the way here. Sage with it. Looking for Sheldon to Kenneth Walton. Back to Amos. In the corner, Levi Mills will bring it back around the horn. He's picked up by Duarte. Walton posting up. Gets the step in the lane and a whistle. And Kenneth Walton headed to the foul line. Great hoops here in this solid matchup here in the quarterfinals of the 1A state championship. A 16-team tournament whittled down to one for a game on Saturday. Walton at the line, knocks in the first. Looks like I got some listeners all the way in Tennessee. How about that? On KOTZ.org, some friends hanging out at 10-16. How about that? Well, good for you guys. Wish I could join you. 44-31, 6:45 to play. The free throw good on the second attempt. Here comes Severian, not giving up on it. Gary's poured it on here in the fourth quarter for King Co. 44-33, and Severian going to get tagged with the whistle. Graydon picks up number three, and we're in the bonus now. That's the seventh team foul against King Co. Sheldon to shoot the 1-1, and the no-attack boys leading 44-33. Sheldon at the line, first shot, good. Robert converts. He'll have one more, and the lead back to a dozen here with 6:29 to play. Sheldon hits another. 2-2 for Robert. And it's 46-33, King Cove in a big hole. Severian's been the spark here, and he keeps hitting. Graydon with 6 points now in this quarter, but the T-Jacks have to find a way to get some stops. Sheldon driving all the way down. He's fouled. Ooh, no foul. It goes out of bounds. All right, lots of contact there, but it's going to stay with no attack. The inbound by Mills goes into Walton. Kenneth so strong, and he's had a big second half. Levi Mills, the runner from the elbow, and Levi drills it. 9 points in the game for Levi Mills, and the lead back to 13 for the Lynx. T-Jack's ball. Gary Gould working against Enid Sage. Hangs in the air over to Graydon Severian. Severian off the mark on a three-point attempt, and Sheldon will have it. Robert's going to push for the Lynx. 5:40 remaining, and the Lynx up by 13. Amos Sage knifes his way through the lane, lets a little floater up. That's not going to hit, but there's another offensive board. Out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. The no attack boys will get another opportunity here as they have owned the glass. Mills to inbound. To Walton. Hangs in the air. Good defense by Gould. Ripped away by Duarte. Walton missed a rare one right inside the lane. Duarte's going to pull up for a three, and he hits. Oh, man. Jason Duarte, his second triple of the game, and that's a much-needed one. To make it a 10-point game, full timeout. Coach Brianna Kirk wants to tack it over for the Lynx as the boys lead down to 10. We'll keep it right here with 5:07 to play, 48-38. No attack ball out of this little break. Again, folks, check us out on Facebook, Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions. You'll be able to find all the scores, all the recaps, all the schedules, and plenty of photos. This has been a beauty here. As no attack able to build a slim margin here, and now they're up by 10. And it's been Amos Sage and Kenneth Walton doing most of the damage here with the help of Robert Sheldon, the leading scorer for the Lynx. Picked up 3 fouls in the first quarter and somehow able to work his way through. He's got 7.5 and 16 in the game. But Kenneth Walton with 9, 10, 12, and Amos Sage with 7. But it's been more the defense of Sage that's really triggered this little run to put no attack on top. Lynx ball up top, and King Cove playing some D. Amos Sage, the crossover, nearly lost McNeff, and they'll be back to Sheldon now. The ratcheted up defense here by the King Cove boys doesn't mean much to Robert Shelton as he buries a follow-away jumper. 12-point game now. No attack leading with 4:34 to play. Gould's going to come in the lane. He's going to miss. Another rebound for Walton for the link. Shelton ahead of the pack. Down to Mills. Gets the roll. Levi Mills with the connection there. He looks like a receiver on the end of that one. Now picking the pocket of Duarte. Alone. Aim at Sage for two more. No attack is pouring it on. As Joel Onalik knocked it loose from Duarte and Sage streaked down for the open layup. That's about as open as it's ever been tonight. 54-38. The no attack boys lead at the midway mark here of the fourth. For the T-Jacks, it's just been a slippery slope that just keeps giving away. Braden Severian and Duarte, the only fellas scoring here in the second half. But no stops and a lot of second chance opportunities here for the no attack boys. Still plenty of time here, but the T-Jack's going to have to get something going. Again, for our listeners out there, we got more basketball to come. This is the first of four games in our second session tonight. Right after this one, we'll have the Kipnuck-Birchwood game. And I'll have to check on all the stations that one might be on. But Birchwood Christian, the local Anchorage school, will be battling Kipnuck in another quarterfinal game to try to get into the semifinals. Duarte will have it for King Cove in the backcourt against Gary Gould. Over to Mac Neff and now to Dylan Larson. He's going to fire a shot. That's off the mark. Didn't have his feet underneath him. Sheldon's going to push between a couple defenders. Offensive foul. Oh, man. Gary Gould with the play right there. So number four comes to Robert Sheldon on an offensive as he split two defenders. Somehow Gould slid in front to get that one. Now Gary's going to push here. He's got a 3-on-2 out to Duarte in the corner. Jason hits another three. Some life for King Cove, but they're down by 13. Sheldon splits two defenders, goes down low. Walton powers it in for two more. 56-41, 3:25 to play. The Lynx on top by 15. The push now for the T-Jacks. Duarte hits another. 11 points in the quarter, 3 three-pointers for Jason Duarte. 56-44, 3 minutes to play. In the corner, Onalik hit. Oh, man. It's raining threes here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Dylan Larson has it. Looks in the corner to the hot hand. Jason Duarte, jump ball. Oh, Levi Mills said no more of that. And Duarte with the head fake goes up and pinned down by Levi Mills. What a play. That shows some athleticism there, and that got a roar from the crowd. Don't care who you are, that was athletic. Amos Sage in the lane, bumped in a whistle. This is going to go on Duarte. So to the line will be Amos Sage in the bonus. Two fouls now on Jason, and Amos Sage back at the foul line for the 1-1. Left it short, but Kenneth Walton had it. Oh, poking away. Duarte gets it right back. Here comes Jason up the right side. Going to spin back around, find Graydon Severian. Looking for Gary Gould. He's going to take a three in and out. Mac Neff, the big offensive rebound. Up to Duarte, the hot hand. Good again. Jason hits another. 59-47, 2:20 to play. Got to have stops if you're King Cove. Sheldon on the mix. Macnett to Gould. And here comes King Cove, 2:11 to play. Gould's going to set up for a three. In and out. That one rattled down and popped out. As we get to the two-minute mark, Sheldon's going to have it for no attack. Now to Walton. Down low. Onalik. Nobody there. Joel Onalik converts for no attack. And King Cove again streaking down. Severian comes up empty. Great defense from Walton. And now maybe everyone could take a breath as no attack skips over to Amos Stage. He's thought about the three. Instead, it's going to be Walton on the sideline. Hangs in the air, doesn't hit. Final 90 seconds, and no attack, leading big. King Cove going to push, and a three-point opportunity from Severian. Not going to happen. He was trying to draw the foul. And time running out here if you're King Cove. 61-47. They traded blows, but no attack stays on top. Jason Duarte has 4 3-pointers in this quarter alone, and he just hasn't been able to chip away at the lead for the No Attack Boys. What a matchup. What a game. The Lynx trying to push into the semifinals, and they're 116 away. Coach Brianna Kirk with a little timeout there to get everyone settled. Van Amberg comes in off the bench. It's Robert Sheldon. He's playing with 4 fouls, along with Walton, Levi Mills, Amos Sage, and Van Amberg. Dylan Larson, Mac Neff, Graydon Severian, Jason Duarte, and Gary Gould on the floor for the T-Jacks. Gould had 2 good looks at a 3, just couldn't hit. Amos Sage on the inbound for no attack. Trying to milk some time. His pass lobbed in, tipped right back to him. Sheldon has it taken away from by Duarte. Severian's going to pull up for the 3, way short. And into the hands of the Lynx. Sheldon's got it now this time. A little more cognizant on who's around him. The pass up to Walton. They're not going to stop the clock. Levi Mills into the lane, kicks out to Walton. And a whistle here as Kenneth traveled with it. Just 43 seconds remain, though, and a big 14-point deficit King Cove's facing. Here comes the inbound. It's going to be Graydon Severian looking for Gould. Going to have to make something happen quick here if you're King Cove. They find Duarte in the corner, blocked by Mills. That's the second time Levi's done that. Gould's going to try a 3, and he's going to hit. Gary Gould's first basket since early on in the first half. And now a whistle on the inbound, but just 19 seconds remain. And in the bonus, it's going to be Robert Sheldon. King Cove did their best here to really chip away at this lead, but no attack absorbing the blows. And time not on the side of the T-Jacks. Sheldon at the line, gets the roll. He'll have another free throw coming. And it's a big 62-50 lead in favor of no attack. Just 19.5 to play. In and out on the second attempt. And to the floor, Severian tripped up, but down a bounce off Van Amberg. Graydon's going to push here for the T-Jacks. He'll cross the timeline. Over to Duarte, a 3-pointer in the corner, off the mark, and into the hands of Sage. No attack. We'll have it with 4 seconds to play. Levi Mills is fouled, and he's going to head back to the line here in the double bonus now. And no attack tasting it here. A 62-50 lead. And for King Cove, they're going to check in some players to try to get some minutes here. I see Braden Brandel coming in. And Mills at the line. Hits the first. So Brandel enters the game as King Cove slumping off the court. And Mills goes 2-2. Final second. Severian's going to fire a 3 at midcourt. That's going to do it. The No Attack Boys are headed to the state semifinals. King Cove comes up shy in this one, 64-50. But what a game on both sides. King Cove didn't give up to it right to the end. Jason Duarte hit 4 3-pointers and scored 14 points in the fourth quarter alone to try to give King Cove some life. On the other side, balance between Sheldon, Mills, Amos Sage, Kenneth Walton, and Joel Onalik. The boys of No Attack are now a win away from playing for a state championship. Let's step aside for a quick 60-second break. You're listening to state championship basketball here on your favorite rural Alaska network. Back in 60 seconds for our post-game wrap-up. The King Cove boys fall to No Attack 64-50.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball. High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
What a heartbreaker. Trying their hearts out in Anchorage. King Cove T-Jacks. Not taking the W. We have rookies on deck. They'll be airing live 8 p.m. This is Virgil. You have been tuned to KSDP. We'll be back in just a few moments with Charles Pulliam. And we'll go to that.
Name the player of the game on for King Cove. 24 points for Jason Duarte, 14 coming in that fourth quarter as the boys battled right back into it, but No Attack always had an answer, and it went because there was so many of them. There's five different answers out there. Kenneth Walton continued to shine there. He finished with 11 points in the second half. Five for Joel Onalak, all coming in the fourth. Amos Sage finished with 9 in the second half. Levi Mills scored 5, 11, 13 for the game. As that was just a beauty here as we get some full stats. The No Attack boys advancing to the semifinals 64-50 as they outgun King Cove 25-23 in the fourth quarter. Duarte finishes with 24. Graydon Severian finishes with 14, 12 for Gary Gould. And that is all of the scoring for King Cove, just those three guys. For No Attack, 19 points for Robert Sheldon. He played most of the game in foul trouble, which was just crazy to think about. Here's your stat of the game. 22 rebounds for Kenneth Walton. 11 offensive, 11 defensive. He nearly matched King Cove's total as the boys of No Attack out-rebound King Cove 41-27. 22 rebounds for Kenneth Walton in a monster showing. 15 points, 22 boards. That is something right there. Levi Mills added 13 points. Joel Onalik finished with 8. 9 for Amos Sage to go with 4 steals. And that rounds out your scoring for the No Attack boys. No Attack will play at 5 p.m. tomorrow in a state semifinal. They'll face either Kipnuck or Birchwood. 9:30 a.m. awaits for King Cove as they could still play for fourth place with a win in that one. Folks, thanks for listening. It was a pleasure broadcasting this one. Check us out on Facebook, Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions. My name's Charles Boyum. Happy to have you on board. We'll have more hoops later today and tomorrow.